Today's thought for the day is brought to you by Jane Dunlop.
As I grow older, I have occasional rants about things that strike me as annoying or absurd. One of my rants is about the definition of truth and facts. I read an online post on current events, which I thought was dubious at best and totally wrong at worst. The content of the post was described as true facts. I was perturbed to read the expression true facts. I thought that a fact did not need to be qualified, since a fact is something that is true, and if it is not true, it would be a falsehood and not a fact. I even looked up the definitions of fact and truth, as I wondered if I was losing the plot. To confuse my aging brain even more, I have noticed that truth is apparently no longer an absolute, but it is relative. I dislike the expression your truth, which I assume is the updated version of your opinion, and I am left wondering how future generations are going to sift truth and reality from misinformation and lies. I think that Jesus' statement in John chapter 14, "I am the way, the truth and the life," is more powerful and relevant than ever. As my mind struggles with the flexible nature of modern truth and the way that facts are misused or misrepresented, I am so glad that I can look to Jesus to find truth, and by doing that, find stability and peace.